And clearly, the writings of Rabash, volume 5, page 437, article, what is the reason for which Israel were rewarded with inheritance of the land in the work? The verse says, it is not for your righteousness or the integrity of your heart that you are going to inherit their land. But it is because of the wickedness of the nations that the Lord your God is driving them out from before you, and in order to fulfill the oath that the Lord swore to your forefathers. We should understand from this, for it implies that the reason that the Creator gave the inheritance of the land to the people of Israel is, as it is written, because of the wickedness of the nations. The Lord your God is driving them out from before you. That is, were it not for the wickedness of the nations, there would not be any interest in giving the inheritance of the land. We should also understand the second reason. He says that it is because the Lord swore to your forefathers. Were it not for the oath, would the Creator not need to give the land to the people of Israel? This is difficult to understand. Our sages said, the world was created only for Israel. This means that all the good things that exist in the world are for Israel. This implies that it is for different reasons that the people of Israel are given the good, expansive, and coveted land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The text provides two reasons. One, the wickedness of the nations. Two, the oath that he swore to your forefathers. Yet, the writing tells us that we should not be mistaken that the reason he has given us the inheritance of the land is our own righteousness and the integrity of our heart. Rather, it is for the two above mentioned reasons. It is possible to reveal to them the matter of Lishma. By this, we will understand what Maimonides says, that they are shown that secret little by little. It means that the matter of for the sake of the Creator means not for one's own sake. A person must feel what is not for one's own sake. And this reveals to him the light of the Torah. Hence, each time the light shows him the amount of bad that is in the will to receive. Since through the light that a person receives from the Torah, he feels each time a little bit of bad, of the bad, that there is in the will to receive. This is why he says that he is shown little by little. Evil is interpreted in two manners. One, the quality of the evil, meaning how much one loses by receiving for himself. Two, how much the body objects to the work. Those two, a person receives from the light in the Torah, little by little. This is the meaning of the words, they are shown that secret little by little. That is, through the light that he receives from the Torah in Lo Lishma, he reveals the two above matters. In other words, the measure of the evil found in the will to receive and the measure of resistance of the body, each time to a greater extent, when one sees that he is able to overcome. This is why it says, little by little, meaning that each time the light reveals to him, which is called that it is impossible to reveal to him at once. will be able to enjoy it. Therefore, when speaking in the work, although there is a need within man to ascend in the work, that need still does not make within him a necessity for the matter. So, naturally, when he is given something from above, he still does not know how to appreciate what he is given. He will lose it into the Sitra Acha, other side. Since he will not be wise enough to know how to appreciate something in spirituality. This is, as our sages said, who is a fool? He who loses what he is given. That is, when a person does not know how to appreciate when he is given some nearing from above, it promptly leaves him, and he suffers a descent, since he does not know how to keep the nearing. Normally, if someone is permitted to enter somewhat into the king's courtyard, he is concerned and seeks ways by which to enter the king's house, and he does not settle for being in the king's courtyard. Therefore, when a person is brought a little closer, he is happy that he was brought closer and does not worry about finding ways to go forward. Therefore, that person is thrown out. Then, when he suffers a descent, which is called a road accident, meaning that he had an accident as he was going to approach the king, that is, another car crashed into his car, meaning that the car of the corporeal world crashed into the car of the desire to bestow. And then all the vitality that he had from the desire to bestow departed from him, and he was left unconscious. In other words, now he feels that he no longer has spiritual life. Rather, until he gradually recovers, he begins to feel that his entire vitality on which he now lives is only from the will to receive for himself. At that time, he begins to seek advice once more, how to re-enter the work of bestowal. It follows that in order to have a deficiency, to need to ascend the degrees of the work of bestowal, he is given from above the descent, so he would have a need to advance. Since without a real need, a person cannot receive what he should obtain. Hence, if a person wants to keep himself from having a road accident, he should keep himself so he does not crash with the car of the will to receive. By this, he will be certain that he will not lose what he is given, meaning the ascent he has received. According to the above, we should interpret what is written, remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there. We should interpret that in the work, a person must remember that he had a descent before he came to an ascent, meaning that the Creator let him feel the bad in him. In other words, a person should believe that this feeling, that he is a slave among the Egyptians, namely that he has no permission to do anything for the sake of the Creator, but all that he does is only for the sake of the Egyptians within man, this comes from the Creator. Afterward, he must remember that now he is given, that now that he is in a state of ascent, he feels that he is somewhat close to Kedusha, holiness, he must remember that he should go forward. Therefore, now we must remember that as he was previously a slave, meaning that he was in a state of descent, now he also needs to find within him a lack. So he will need to go forward. Otherwise, he will have to be given a descent from above. Since without a need, a person cannot advance and must stay in the state he is in. Therefore, in order not to need to be given a descent, during the ascent, he must find within him a place of lack. This is the meaning of what is written, remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there. It therefore follows that a person should begin the work like the general public, meaning in practice, and to aim that it will be for the sake of the Creator. This means that a person observes Torah and mitzvot, commandments, because the Creator gave us the Torah of life. Whereby observing what the Creator commanded us, we will be rewarded. As our sages said, you can trust your landlord to reward you for your work. By this, we will be happy in this world and happy in the next world. The fact that we must believe that even if views and thoughts that do not let us believe come to us, we must ask the Creator to give us the power to believe. Afterward, there is a higher degree, which is not in order to receive reward. Rather, he is rewarded with feeling that observing Torah and mitzvot is regarded for him as though he is serving a great king. From this, we come to inherit the land.
Say it again.
The reforming light shows us the bad. At one point, I reveal the bad in others, and from what I heard, I still attribute it to them, and I ask for I don't know what. But the second stage is when I see it outside of me, I relate it to the bad in me, and I ask for correction.
Yes.
But
is it possible to be stuck in identifying it in others outside of me?
Yes, you see that in people who are willing to see that in others.
But this is not our work. What do we do in order to move forward? And we have a deficiency too. Reveal, to awaken, and to ask for correction.
The
Torah teaches us that we have to get closer to each other in love, in connection, in bestowal, and be together. And from that we discover an opposite tendency on top of that. And then we have to work against that.
How in the 10 can we help each other come to the desirable state?
We have to relate to each other as though we're in a single body. And in mutual aid, as between the pieces of a single body. And thus we reach a state where, in our connection, we begin to reveal the upper force.
Uh, במאמר הוא כותב שצריך לגלות
In the article he writes that we have to reveal a deficiency during the ascent. How do we do this?
אני צריך לגלות מה מפריע
I have to discover what prevents me from further becoming incorporated in the Creator.
שעומד לפני.
And that's what's facing me. Who is the enemy, the hater, that doesn't let me get close to the Creator, feel the Creator, reveal the Creator? And then we connect between us as much as possible in order to reveal this force against us.
The ascent is a kind of gratitude. I have no need for it. During a descent, it's clear I have this need, everything is bad, so the will to receive demands it. But during an ascent, it's kind of elusive. It doesn't allow me to.
During the ascent, you need to connect with the friends, and you should see yourselves as a single body.
Thank you.
Yes, Dudi?
How can we keep the nearing that a person is given?
By realizing it between the friends.
And what is the realization?
That's his storage. Yeah. He's completely invested.
Maybe it's continuation of the same question. If a person wants to keep himself so he doesn't have a road accident, he has to keep himself so he doesn't collide with the car of the will to receive, and by this, he knows that he will not lose what is given. I don't understand how not to collide with the will to receive like a truck. It runs me over.
That depends on what you hold on to. Where are you at? If you advance towards connection and you're always looking for how can you be more connected, then it turns out that you won't go into an accident.
What does it mean, an accident? Because I thought the descents were necessary, the disconnections and the fact that the will to receive.
Accident means that you're really going off track. The descents you're talking about, that's really only for the purpose of ascent. You're driving, you're moving forward. And you accept the descents as an invitation.
He says here that the evil, when a person learns, the light influences him, and then he discovers two things. One, the quality, how good the quality of the bad, meaning how much a person loses by receiving for himself, and two, how much the body resists the work of bestowal.
Yes.
So first of all, how do those two feelings cause a desire to come out of it?
First of all, a person has to try and be in a mutual desire to bestow towards the friends.
Yes.
So what's so difficult about it?
And then the light influences him, and then he discovers two things. One, how much he loses because the egoism controls him. And two, the body resists it so much that it doesn't let him.
The body resists, yes.
Yes, so how do these two discernments create a request?
The resistance of the body that works against him, they become these forces, they become an increase, they amplify the will to bestow, because he's working against the desire.
So how does it create a demand specifically for the quality of bestowal? Because ostensibly it should create the opposite.
No.
No. He understands that otherwise it's not going to work. That he has no choice, that he has to resemble the friends. And for lack of any other choice, he has to do it.
So I'll ask you differently. How does the power we build together in the ten succeed in overcoming these two types of despair?
The ten awakens the person to be above the despair, because by that he merits the closeness to the friends. Otherwise, I have no way to get closer to them.
So what, we have a common despair here?
Both common despair and common success, yes.
It's still a little... I couldn't hear the answer.
So, start another question then.
I'll try again. He sees two things. The losses that the evil, the egoism that controls us, causes us. The egoism just blocks us, doesn't let us see the Creator.
Yes.
And how much the body resists bestowing. The body doesn't want it.
Yes.
So these are good, healthy, correct sermons that a person gets.
Yes.
Now, if he's alone, he will fall for sure.
Right.
So, opposite that, you have the power of the ten. Now, how does the power of the ten succeed in bringing the right demand immediately after and not fall deeper into it?
Through example. If the ten gives the person an example, as much as possible, to overcome the ego with connection, then he can accept this example.
So we just have to surrender to it?
There's no other choice. No other choice.
Ken.
Yes.
Good morning. I feel like a complete stranger in my thoughts and desires. I can't succeed in thinking about love, bestowal, connection. Moreover, you feel like you're interfering with them when you hear what you're obstructing certain people. I can't even listen to the article. So what's the solution?
What the mind doesn't do, time does. That's what the sages said. Meaning, even though you see you have no success and you're not entering the texts, you can't learn from them, you can't put it all together, it doesn't matter. You continue as an ox to the burden and a donkey to the load. You just keep going. Why? That's what I have to do. Why? Because I'm a human being. The Creator set up this work for me. He even put me in a group, a certain group. So he puts my hand on this faith and says, take it. And that's why I keep going. Until He transitions me to a different state, to a different place. I stay here.
You don't control what runs through your mind, and bad things run through it. You don't control it. You're not the owner. The egoism he writes about is not some pill that you take. It's the king of this world.
All right. Yeah, so?
It's not so. It's the king of this world.
Is the creator higher or not?
This is the creator in this world, this ego. You can't get out of it, in short.
In the meantime, you don't get out of it, you don't discover the force within you, or even see the thought of how to escape it. That's correct. But after all of this, it gives you power to decide that you're already come out of it.
No. It dries you out.
Okay, so dry out. Dry out, so do that then. Do what the Creator does with you. Tell him you're in his hands.
He does the opposite of what is written in the book.
Your mind, that is.
It says one you do four. Is this fine? Should I continue?
Yes.
Even when you feel like when you're sitting here, you're harming certain people?
You don't harm anyone. That's the way in which you help them. Being in this big group, you're actually helping everyone.
But you just said that helping means giving an example so they will receive this light. This is the correction that you want them to receive it, no?
You don't take this away from them. Everyone has their source of light.
Not take it, but I have to ask for them, pray for them. You just said example and all.
Ask, pray, everything is open to you.
I don't have the strength to do this. What you just said, it's impossible to do it. I can't do it, no matter what I do. It's not going to help. It's not going to work. It's pray. I'm telling you, I'm being dried up.
Why do you each time come up with a complaint?
Because I'm not getting where I'm aiming.
Don't aim anywhere. Just relieve yourself from complaints, from your goals.
But you gave me the goals, what is written in the book and all that. These are the goals, no?
No. It's not the smart one who learns.
It's not to have nothing to do with wisdom. I'm not some genius. The simple things that are written, even this, I can't succeed, or hardly.
That's a sign of progress, that soon you'll have nothing left besides crying to the Creator for help.
And the fact that your thoughts, they're all toxic. They're just toxic. It's not going to help. It doesn't matter. You know, loving and all that, it's not working.
That too is good. That's the inner struggle. And you're clarifying who your nature is. It's good. In such a way, you get rid of the ego.
Is there hope? Tell me there's hope.
There's not hope, but it's certainty that we're certain to reach success, for sure. There is no one who's going to lose.
No. How do you do this? You're the only one who can tell me that going diagonally is a straight line. You're the only one in the world who can do it.
I keep going.
But you're going sideways. You're not going like the friends are telling you. You're not going in this direction.
I
I'm going, and wherever I go is what for now seems to me as the right way. Certainly, I try to examine myself every day, opposite the words of Rabbi Shem Baal Sulam. So, we are continuing and we're aiming to reach the goal. And we don't pay attention to what our mood is like. Because we are egoistic. And certainly, the more we advance, the more difficult states we'll go through.
Рав, слышно меня?
Да.
Вот я хотел задать необычный вопрос по поводу статьи. Это же статья Рабаша, он же написал ее.
I wanted to ask an unusual question about the article. Rabash wrote this article, and Rabash relates here to the words of Rambam. Other times he says, this is what my father Baal Sulam says. Why does he always rely on someone? Didn't he himself attain that state?
Because those great ones that he mentions, he can rely on them. And so can we.
But
regarding those you would like him to write about, you can't rely on them. For example, himself. He brings those arguments, thoughts, foundations from the greater ones than him.
But he already went through these states.
This is in your eyes, dear, not in his eyes.
In
his eyes, there is still a difference between Maimonides and others. So, between himself and others, these are different degrees of attainment.
То есть то, что он говорит нам, значит, мы должны изучать то, о чем он говорит, то есть Рамбама, там Баал Сулам, правильно я понимаю?
Meaning, we should study and learn the people that he mentions here, Maimonides and so forth?
In principle, yes. What we read from his compositions is enough for us. Tricky too.
Good morning, Rav. How can a person draw the light of Torah during the work of Lolishma?
In Lolishma, he also can. If he wants to reach, if he wants to understand the Torah, to advance, to be close to the one who wrote it, the text that he's studying, and he can. He awakens his desire to understand those who wrote for him. And in this way he advances.
Да, дорогой Раф, тут Рабаш пишет о Баварии, которая случается с человеком. Вот он пишет.
Rabash describes the car accident here. Like a car in the corporeal world, and a person has to prevent himself from the car accident, and then he will be sure that he doesn't lose what he's given. The ascent is given. So how do we guard ourselves each time from these accidents?
Only by being in one desire with the friends. That's the only thing that will guard them.
Приближаться друг к другу.
How to be in a single desire with the friends.
Get closer to each other.
Выше всего.
Place the nearing between them above all else.
Ну, все равно же эта машина okay. материальных мыслей, желаний, она в тебя врезается.
Still, this car of the corporeal thoughts collides with you in one way or another.
What does it mean, collides with you?
Дело в том, что
the thing is,
ты должен как-то овладеть ею.
You have to somehow
ты должен соединиться с товарищами.
Gain control over it.
Управлять этой машиной.
You have to connect with the friends and together control this car.
Это как на корабле при большом
волне. It's like a ship. When the sea is very stormy, two, three people have to hold on to the mast, and in this way they can survive. Hold the wheel together and keep it in the right direction against the waves.
Merkaz One.
What is the thing we have to maintain throughout the path, throughout the work?
The main thing is to be together as one man with one heart. Constantly aim yourselves to this. You don't see anything on the way other than this, where there is a center, a connection of all the hearts. And to that place, to that point, we too, in our hearts, yearn to reach.
Hello, Rav. Rabash explains in this article that there is the matter of ascents and descents, which we learn is necessary. On the other hand, he says a person can find himself in a car accident due to these descents and falls. My question is it possible to avoid it?
If we are connected to each other well, we cannot fall under the influence of any foreign power. On the contrary, any foreign power that wants to hurt us will only strengthen us, will only make us stronger.
Another question. What's the difference between ups and downs that he explains and the car accident? Is it the same? Is it different?
No. Ascents and descents are as you are advancing on the way. You're not turning yourself into some different direction. But a car accident, road accident, is when you have a problem. You need to fix your vehicle, yourself, your connection, and maybe only then you'll be able to, you'll advance.
To save themselves from the control of the nations of the world. My question, Rav, is all the nations of the world, all the 70 desires the nations represent, for each of that, we have to ask for the awakening from below to receive the Holy Soul?
First of all, not every nation represents 70 desires. And second, yes, we have to get a direction specifically through the nations of the world. You see what is happening now. And look what we've been throughout history, thousands of years. We've always evolved through the negative relation of the nations of the world toward us. So now we already have the Torah, the wisdom of Kabbalah, a society that can follow the method of Baal HaSulam, which incorporates all the Kabbalists until him. And so now we can advance correctly. And we will walk in this. As much as you think about yourselves that you are nothing and nobodies, and we can specifically in our generation succeed in what the Creator places before us in order to achieve everything until the end of correction. We just need to understand the ways of the Creator and how capable we actually are. We should not gauge ourselves according to the sages or others. No, we are under our own condition.
We are going to be reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam. We are in the introduction to the book Panim Meirot Umasbirot, and we are in item 6. We're going to continue with item 7. Now, you will understand their words, that the Shekhinah in the lower ones is a high need. This is a most perplexing statement, though it does go hand in hand with the above midrash that compared the matter to a king who had a tower filled abundantly, but no guests. It is certain that he sits and waits for guests, or his whole preparation will be in vain. This is like a great king who had a son when he was already old, and he was very fond of him. Hence, from the day he was born, he thought favorable thoughts about him, collected all the books and the finest scholars in the land, and built schools for him. He gathered the finest builders in the land and built palaces of pleasure for him, collected all the musicians and singers and built concert halls for him. He assembled the best chefs and bakers in the land and served him every delicacy in the world, and so forth. Alas, the boy grew up to be a fool with no wish for knowledge. He was also blind and could not see or feel the beauty of the buildings. And he was deaf and could not hear the singers. Sadly, he was diabetic and was permitted to eat only coarse flour bread, arising contempt and wrath. Now you can understand their words about the verse, I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. The Sanhedrin, if they're interpreted, not rewarded in its time, rewarded, I will hasten it. Thus, there are two ways to attain the above-mentioned goal. Either through their own attention, which is called a path of repentance, if they are rewarded with it, I will hasten it, meaning will be applied to them. This means that there is no set time for it, but when they are rewarded, the correction ends, of course. And if they are not awarded attention, there is another way called path of suffering, As our sages said, I place upon them a king such as Haman, and they will repent against their will, meaning in its time. For in that there is a set time, and they will want it. By this, they wanted to show us that his ways are not our ways. For this reason, the case of the flesh and blood king who had troubled so to prepare those great things for his beloved son and was finally tormented in every way, and all his trouble was in vain, bringing contempt and wrath, will not happen to him. Instead, all the works of the Creator are guaranteed and true, and there is no fraud in him. This is as our sages said, not rewarded in its time. What the will does not do, time will do. As it is written in Panim Masvirot, end of Brachwa, can you send forth lightning that they may go and say to you, here we are? There is a path of pain that can cleanse any defect and materialism until one realizes how to raise one's head out of the beastly trough in order to soar and climb the rung of the ladder of happiness and human success. For one will cleave to one's root and complete the aim.
Shilot.
Questions?
No, ze dvarim she em regilim kenni.
These are usual things.
He writes here about either through attention from them. How do you keep that attention?
Well, that depends on group work. Each one ensures that all the friends will be aimed at the same goal using the same means.
And how can a person make sure that the friends will be in that attention?
Each one should warm himself up, bring himself closer to others.
Why is it that through closeness?
As he writes, either through attention of their own, call the path of redemption. If they are rewarded, it's going to be called the path of Aishel Hayesenet before the time. Meaning there's not time. This means there's no set time, but when they are rewarded, the correction ends, of course.
Why specifically through closeness is this attention kept?
Because we all maintain the same principles that advance us towards correction. We help one another. We support one another.
It's like we're all the time in that field, you know, in advance, that you're taking a, you're wrapping yourself in a shield and a helmet, and you know that you're going to go out and you're going to be clashing as much as possible. That's how our life appears.
No, it's not on us. The Creator is doing it.
No. What
can you do?
Not just that. Also, our children, we're preparing for such a life that you're going out to the world, you're going to be clashing into someone else. That's what I see.
You don't have to run into someone else, but you have to be ready for a collision.
Exactly.
Because that's the world. It's built on the evil inclination.
We can die this way. Do you understand?
No. The Creator knows what to do. He's sustaining us, each of us, every moment. Don't worry about it. You have to worry about how will you be aimed more according to his definitions.
Where does a person have the desire to cause pain to the to another.
That's what
their evil inclination the Creator created. That's the power of the Creator that exists in each one, the evil inclination. If the Creator would not get it going and then feed it, we would be without the evil inclination. We wouldn't feel the other, rise against the other. Meaning the Creator from the get-go created everything. I created the evil inclination. I created the Torah as a spice. I guess that without that, you cannot reveal the Torah. We need to move to another lane that are clear in order to drive. That's a matter of dissemination that you have to do.
Rav, he completes the item and says he will return to adhere to his root, to cleave on to one's root and complete his aim. That's the whole thought of the Creator. And there's a feeling like all the incarnations a person goes through is in order to use his thought correctly, to not harm and use in anything that's not beneficial. Is that like basically everything we're going through in order to come to just that point? But how does this world actually lead us to this? Just like Shlomo just said right now, you can actually see that this world is leading to clashes and to harm one another. How does this lead us to benefit one another?
Out of that, we'll understand what needs to be.
But we see that from day to day, it's becoming worse, not better.
We haven't gotten to the revelation of recognition of evil. First, we have to reach recognition of evil, and then, only later, we'll see the good.
Okay, tuda.
Okay, thank you.
In malasot. Ken.
There's no other way.
Otret.
Go on.
Okay. Item 8.
Otret.
Yes?
Item 8. Therefore, come and see how grateful we should be to our teachers who impart us their sacred lights and dedicate their souls to do good to our souls. They stand in the middle between the path of harsh torments and the path of repentance. They save us from the netherworld, which is harder than death, and accustom us to reach the heavenly pleasures, the sublime gentleness, and the pleasantness that is our share, ready and waiting for us from the very beginning. As we have said above, each of them operates in his generation according to the power of the light of his teaching and sanctity. Our sages have already said, you have not a generation without such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Indeed, that godly man, our Rav Isaac Luria, the Ari, troubled and provided us the fullest measure. He did wondrously more than his predecessors. And if I had a tongue that praises, I would praise that day when his wisdom appeared, almost as the day when the Torah was given to Israel. There are not enough words to measure his holy work in our favor. The doors of attainment were locked and bolted, and he came and opened them for us. Thus, all who wish to enter the king's palace need only purity and sanctity, and to go and bathe and shave their hair and wear clean clothes to properly stand before the upper kingship.
эти ученики Ариота, которых здесь описано, и вообще его группа, и его...
Students of the Ari. In general, his group and the fact that they didn't understand him and he forbade them from engaging in the wisdom and only Chaim Vital was allowed to engage in it. Was that even up to the student to not understand his method?
Этого мы пока не знаем.
Я спрашиваю в контексте того.
We don't know that.
I'm asking in the context of we are also students of a Kabbalist. How much does it depend on us? How deep we can understand the teacher and accept and receive his method?
Все, что мы учим, что реализация зависит от нас.
Accept all that we receive, that its implementation depends on us. And only on us.
Поэтому, насколько мы будем приближаться друг к другу, насколько будем более...
Therefore, the closer we come to one another, the more connected in a tighter way we are.
Условиями, которые ставят нам, чтобы достичь...
Thus, we will be able to rise above the conditions placed before us in order to attain the purpose of creation. We're not so far from it.
Лисадер, как сказать? Организовать.
We have to like organize, only to sort, organize in our hearts and make order in our mind and heart, and the work itself is not much more. The work that remains for us after this great generations that are before us.
How to correctly arrange things in the heart and mind, in what way to make this order?
Overcome the natural rejection that exists in us, actually.
And
come to our hearts connecting between us. And then the upper light will enter in them as well. And from that feeling, we will see everything.
Естественное отражение кому надо преодолеть?
Друг другу.
This natural repulsion towards whom?
One towards the other.
Ну, в десятке, или это ко всему миру Клей, либо к людям вообще в мире?
It's in the ten, or relative to the world Klei, or the world at large?
In the ten, and in our world Klei.
Moscow 6.
Да, Рав, вот как раз продолжение к вопросу Влада хотел.
To follow up on Vlad's questions, I hear this article now or some other article, and I don't always hear them. I feel like I'm not truly internalizing them, and I would like, as you said now, to be able to actualize things. Maybe Rav can speak from his own perspective, a little closer to the people, it'll be easier to reach the goal.
Now, if each of us thinks about the friends, we will succeed in everything.
He writes, until he understands how to lift his head from the beastly trough in order to rise higher and climb the rungs of the ladder for success and happiness.
Yes.
Oftentimes, what prevents us from lifting our head from the beastly trough is the pride. It's like a prison. What's the best advice you have for coming out of this prison of pride?
Only connection with the friends? I see no one or other solution.
And for that, it's allowed to do anything, like as he says, anything but leave?
Yes.
How do I know that I'm not harming the friends?
Since you want to connect from all your heart and to do everything with them, even to put yourself to death in order to be connected with them and not leave the connection with them.
Sometimes the struggle with this pride you feel like you can interrupt, you can harm, you can do things that are not good to the friends. Where's the boundary if you can't identify this inner intention?
Prayer to the Creator. Prayer to the Creator. Cry out, scream, breaking the heart. And that's how you'll succeed.
How does it then look where all the friends try to open the hearts to one another? How does this then look like?
In truth, I have not seen such a tent. That's why I cannot say how it appears in practice. Rather, as one man in one heart, as we read,
but
to see a ten that is in connection, connected in a true manner, can be only by a spiritual upper force which they're willing to nullify themselves to such an extent that the Creator manages them already. I hope that we will come to a state in which there will be tens between us that will want to be in such a state. Even though it's not simple. It's not a one-time decision in one moment, but rather we need to be on the continuation of the path. We have to hold on truly by our teeth onto our ego and to hold on in an embrace to everyone. And thus hold it in a way that no friend can escape our embrace. And this is how we bring ourselves closer to redemption.
Thank you, Rav. You just said that the ten has to cancel itself. Can you be more precise?
Annul all their personal engagements and only be concerned with the general connection and to be as one man in one heart.
А в продолжение вот то, что мы воздействуем на on the matter that when we correct ourselves, we influence our more external circles. They are also advancing on the path of I shall hasten it. In this way, no?
By no means don't leave the external circles. They support you. Without them, you won't come closer to the Creator. This is work that must B, you have to do it all the time. And in a very serious and exalted manner.
Baal Salam tells us here about the greatest of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the Ramak, and his students who asked profound questions, showed interest, or great people, perhaps, as that's how he writes about them, and they were not worthy of receiving this tower full of good that the Creator had to give. And the wisdom was concealed at that time, seemingly. And today, they say about us that we are worthy of receiving it. What had changed, what corrected from that generation to ours?
About 500 years have passed since that generation. And many Kabbalists toiled and corrected the relations between the corporeal will to receive and the spiritual desire to bestow. And the main thing, the main ones are the Ramak, the Ari, and others who exerted in this matter. Altogether, they built the bridge between the force of correction and this generation, in which we can advance all of the human society, which already made many actions that led it to a state of despair and the end of the way. Everyone already sees that this world has no goal and no place. And seemingly agree that something needs to be revealed and that it's worthwhile to exist due to that. Otherwise, no. I think we exist in an excellent time and we can aim ourselves towards the correction of the world. And this is all through the small humanity which we are part of.
All the questions that took place in the will to receive that you just described, are they because of the time? Does time play a role in it, or is only thanks to those that work the Kabbalists did?
No, time does its own also. And also the corrections that the Kabbalists do advances all of us towards the stages of correction, such that humanity itself will rise to a height to be connected as this corporeal world, where it's prepared in the upper system for everyone. We're already close to this.
Can I ask another?
Yes.
Baal Sulam describes here the advancement by explaining how the writings of the Ari are arranged better, more correctly, and advancement depends on that. We learned that advancement depends on internal changes in humanity, in the generations. What's the connection between the writings of the Ari and the order and arrangement of them and the inner advancement of each and every generation up to ours?
There are different times that don't have to do with our work. Times for good, times for bad. And therefore, we need to understand that we exist in systems, many systems. And they impact us. Hence, we need to try in every generation at any given time to understand what we need to do. Now is the time that we need to understand that finally the closeness of people, of souls to one another is what nature demands, and what we need to give as an example for everyone.
And how did the Kabbalah of the Ari bring us closer, is bringing us closer to this perception? We see the Ari came with this deep wisdom and deep knowledge of how the system is working from within. What's the connection between that and our perception that we have to connect?
Ari, who natan lanu pirut.
The Ari gave us detailing of all the actions we need to do in order to adapt ourselves to the system of nature, the general nature. And all we have to do is to observe it. We never had anyone higher than the Ari in this.
So I'm coming back to the point where I started from. In what are we preferable in carrying out these actions over these great ones who lived back then and were not able to carry them out?
In my opinion, it's because they simply lived in a time in which it was not yet possible to observe what we have to do. And we have come to a time in which you can reveal it and discover it. Okay. Yes, Dudi, you're last.
Who needs the writings of the Ari today?
The writings of the Ari himself, like we have in the Tree of Life. I don't know who can use him.
No,
I don't know.
No, we ourselves don't read them, don't use them, but we rely on Baal Sulam, Rabash, you, for our development, for humanities. And who needs the writings of the Ari and all the one who preceded him? I mean, we're respecting them, but what?
I understand that there's a certain respect, but understand that the writings themselves are holy ones, since he wrote word by word out of upper attainment, and therefore we don't have after Moses and the book of Zohar of Rabbi Shimon. We don't have more true writings.
I'm asking about how to use them.
The use depends on us and those who use it. But we can somewhat here and there use them. We can see how Baal HaSulam takes from their excerpts and verses and interprets them and builds upon that the study of the Ten Sefirot.
But for us, the study of the Ten Sefirot is enough to develop and reach spiritual attainment.
There's a matter of it being enough, it's closer, and there's the matter of it being closer to the root. Where undoubtedly the Tree of Life and the Eight Gates are closer to the root.
The more humanity develops, it will come closer to the authentic sources of the Ari, or vice versa?
I don't think I'm authorized or permitted to answer that. It seems to me that not. I think that humanity is actually in a state of deteriorating in understanding of the sources, and it will come in another way to it.
This other form will be Baal HaSulam and Rabash. They will accept the writings of Baal HaSulam and Rabash?
Maybe.
why the doubt?
The doubt is that maybe that they won't understand that either.
So what will be the humanity's spiritual nourishment?
What we write. What we write will be closer to humanity, closer to them. By it, they can connect and come to us and from us. Onwards. Above, higher.
Where are the sources as mediators to the spiritual world that disappeared, that became our understanding of things?
Let's hope that through us, a path will open up of the true Torah.
Humanity will need the sources, or the simple explanations and the heartfelt connection will be enough for it to advance.
Humanity will want it to be revealed in the heart. And let's hope that we will supply them this path. Of course, through the writings of the Ari, Rabash, Bar Sulam.
אבל מה תפקיד המקורות יהיה? על זה אני שואל.
התפקיד המקורות זה יבוא לשימוש
כבר... What will be the role of the sources?
אחר כך.
The role of the sources will appear later.
הרבה זמן.
It will come after a long time there.